Penny gets a lot more use than Floja Meadows. And so it really deserved its own look and its own discussion on how we develop strategies for that increase in use. So we decided to pull out the Penny Hot Springs parcel from the overall Floja plan and give Penny its own management plan.
So including addressing this increased use, what are some of the items that are being proposed in this new plan?
I mean, the biggest thing really is us working with CDOT to achieve a seamless system out there for regulation and enforcement. And as part of that, working with CDOT on organizing the parking and the access down to Penny Hot Springs. One of the common comments that we received was that when you drive by there, it's difficult to anticipate where vehicles are going to pull out from the parking area. So to define that, have designated parking spots, have a designated route down to the water, and then work on restoration of the slope around the rest of the slope, if you will, besides that designated route down. We also currently, there's no signage out there for both interpretation and regulation. So looking towards the future, having small, low-key signs about rules and regulations, as well as interpreting or explaining why this is such a unique place and why it's all of our responsibilities to treat it well and protect it, things like that.
Is determining the rules that are listed and enforced at the Penny Hot Springs part of this management plan public comment process? And is that just one part of it?
That's just one part, really. The Title 12 is the open space regulations that govern all of our properties, but the committee can work on rules beyond that. One rule, I guess, that has been proposed and is in the draft plan that should be mentioned is the no dogs. We've received a lot of comments about dogs and sanitary concerns, as well as them crossing the river onto Floja Meadows, which is not allowed. And so the committee, the steering committee for the draft plan development, has in there that they would like to see a dog ban. And so it's one thing to have the rule, and then we would need to work with CDOT on enforcement capabilities.
Would there also be some effort to, I guess, limit the amount of visitation that happens to the site?
Overuse was a concern, but there's nothing like a permit system proposed. There's nothing like that in the draft plan. It's more looking at the parking area and having vehicles in designated spots.
Is there anything else that has been a major part of this discussion?
There was a lot of discussion around whether to have trash facilities or restroom facilities on site. And the way the draft plan is currently written is that the process is going to start with education first around personal responsibility for waste. And then we'll see going from there forward how that may evolve or change.
So whatever comes out of this process could be updated in the future.
Yeah, I mean, all of our plans are always open to updates, and yeah, all of our stuff can be amended in the future.
So how can our listeners go and submit their comments, and when does the public comment period end?
If you visit PitkinOSTProjects.com, there will be a Penny Hot Springs page, and on that page has the draft plan as well as the link to provide your comments. And the comments are open through January 17th. So a few more days yet. Everything we do involves a lot of public comments, so we just encourage everyone to get online and look at what's proposed and let us know what you think about it.